Majesty.
You hear me.
Thank you for allowing the 老头子 来讲一次的, preach again.
Thank you for this opportunity to preach here.
You know, lots of people don't know this is a special Sunday. Thanksgiving Sunday.
这是一个特别的主日, 是感恩节的主日。
Then come Thursday.
下一个星期周四,
November 27th.
是11月27号。
Okay. All right. Let's have a word of prayer first.
我们一起先有个祷告。
Lord God, who has given us this beautiful land to live.
我们的主, 我们的神, 感谢你赐给我们这块美地,
and made us a great nation.
你叫我们成为一个伟大的国家,
all because our pilgrim fathers feared and honor you.
都是因为我们的先祖他们敬畏你, 尊崇你。
They built this nation on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
他们把这个国家建造在我们救主耶稣基督坚固的磐石上。
And blessed us beyond measure.
你给我们的祝福无法测度。
For which we offer our heartfelt and grateful thanks to you.
我们在这里献上衷心的感谢。
But now today, many of our people are drifting away.
今天很多人漂流。
From early mornings and turning their backs on you.
他们忘记了以前如何的待他们，他们转背向你。
Forgive us of our sins, O God.
主，求你赦免我们的罪。
Save us from destruction.
拯救我们脱离灭亡。
And we earnestly pray, beseech you to bless our new leaders in government.
我们在这里恳切祷告你来祝福我们的领袖。
Grant them godly wisdom.
给他们属天的智慧。
And they may govern us with justice and righteousness.
让他们能够借着公义公平来管理我们。
That you may continue to grant us the privilege to enjoy your favor for ourselves and for our children and for our children's children.
叫我们仍然能够有权利在你面前能够享受你给我们的祝福。 也给我们子子孙孙的祝福。
Hear our humble prayer and forgive us our ungratefulness.
请你听我们前辈的祷告, 赦免我们许多的没有感恩的心。
Save our nation, O God, in wrath remember mercy.
父啊, 求你拯救我们的国家, 在你发怒的时候, 愿意怜悯为念。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
We remember the late former President Ronald Reagan once warned us.
有一次这个美国前总统罗纳德里根他说过一句话。
If we ever forget that we are one nation under God,
如果我们忘记了我们是一神之下一个不可分的国家,
then we will be a nation gone under.
那我们就是一个往下走的国家。 走下坡路的国家。
And happy Thanksgiving.
大家感恩节快乐。
To you all. This year, we look back to a small group of 101 passengers.
我们来看看这个简单的历史，就是有一小圈人，大概101个人。
That's okay. Just a brief history. I'm talking here. Oh, I see. All right. 简介 brief history.
是一个简单的介绍。
Okay. 101 passengers who 380 years ago.
大概差不多388年前，有那么一小群人，101个人。
On September 15, 1920,
在1620年9月15日
sailed from England on board a ship called Mayflowers.
他们从英格兰就搭上一艘船，名字叫五月花号。
Across the Atlantic Ocean to America.
就横穿大西洋来到了美国。
A new world about 300 miles away.
在当时对他们来说是大概是3000英里。大概是3000英里之外的一片新大陆。
Seeking religious freedom to worship God.
他们为了寻找信仰的自由，能够自由的来敬拜神。
In the way they believe the scriptures taught.
他们希望能照着他们圣经的教导来敬拜神。
They were Puritans from the Church of England.
他们被称为清教徒，他们是从英格兰教会过来的。
After 66 days on the rough sea,
他们在大海上就颠簸了66天。
They landed at the Cape Cod Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts.
他们就在马萨诸塞州普利茅斯那个鳕鱼角登陆。
Massachusetts. Okay. On November 21,
是在11月21号。
At that time, America was a vast, raw wilderness.
在那个时候，美国是一片广大未开发的旷野。
Scarcely populated by native Indians.
那里就是散居的一些印第安人。
The first thing the Pilgrim Fathers did when they got off the ship.
当他们下船这些先祖们他们所做的第一件事情
was to kneel down upon the shore under the open sky and thank God for having brought them to this new land.
他们就在海滩上，就是在这个天空之下跪下来，感谢神把他们带到这片新的土地。
That they might have freedom to worship God according to the dictates of their conscience.
让他们可以照着圣经的教导来敬拜神。
What a beautiful picture of the moving scene.
那实在是一幅非常美的图画。
The Pilgrim Fathers were fervent believers of Christ.
这些先祖他们实在是完全的来相信耶稣基督。
Bible believing Christians.
他们是真正相信圣经的基督徒。
The Christian church was at the center of every new settlement in this new land.
在他们这片新的土地上，当他们开始来定居的时候，那时候在每一处教会都是中心。
The early settlers brought their entire life into a cohesive from under God.
那时候对于这些新早期的定居者来说，他们整个的生活都是有一个中心，就是在一神之下。
Social, political, and cultural life all were brought into the church and developed there.
不管是社会生活、政治生活还有文化生活，都是来到教会的里面，也是在那里发展出来的。
They were building a society on the foundation of Jesus Christ.
他们在耶稣基督的根基上建造起来一个社会。
156 years later,
156年以后,
when the settlers in America under George Washington gained independence from England on July 4th, 1776,
这些在美国定居者，他们在 George Washington 的领导下，他们就宣告从英国独立那天是1776年7月4号。
They built a republic which stood on the bedrock of biblical principles.
他们在圣经原则的根基上面建造起一个合众国。
The symbols of a Christian faith are shown almost in every government building.
基督徒信仰的记号几乎在每一个政府的大楼里面都可以看见。
The Ten Commandments, pictures of Moses.
其中比如包括有十诫，包括有摩西的图画。
Numerous quotations from scripture can be seen within the walls of many government walls.
在许多政府大楼里可以看见无数的圣经上引用圣经上的话在墙上。
The grand faith in God.
其中最著名的
We trust.
我们知道我们经常可以看见说我们信仰上帝。
Right. In God we trust. Okay, that's okay. In God we trust.This grand faith in God we trust was distinctively displayed on both the office walls of the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
其中特别就是我们信仰上帝这句话，其实在在这个美国参院的多数领袖他的办公室，还有美国白宫发言人他们的办公室的墙上都是放在那里。
And many other religious symbols can be seen everywhere.
那我们信仰的记号可以随处可见。
All of this shows that our nation was established on Christian faith under God.
这些都说明我们这个国家是基于基督徒对神的信仰上面建造起来的。
Every coin minted, every paper money issued,
所铸造的每一枚硬币所印刷的每一张纸币。
Every coin, do you have a coin so you can take out this? Every paper issued, every
不管是硬币还是纸币
in the United States bears the phrase "In God we trust."
上面都说同一句话，我们信仰上帝。
Look at your paper money. In God, with $1,000, $1, $500, all bear this grand phrase. In God, we trust.
如果你身上带着有这些，你可以去看上面所说的都是同一句话。
And the coins, every coin.
每一枚的硬币。
Our forefathers firmly believed in God.
我们的先祖坚定地信靠上帝。
And acknowledged Him and thought His will in all their doings.
他们也承认神的名，在他们所做的事上来寻求神的旨意。
They were confident that as long as America trusted in God, she would be greatly blessed.
他们坚信如果美国敬畏神的话就会被大大的祝福。
Psalm 33 verse 12 says, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
诗篇33篇12节说以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
We just sang that hymn, the solid rock, our forefathers' hope was built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and the righteousness.
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌二十九首啊，坚固磐石，我们的先祖们他们建造这个国家，唯有是建造在耶稣基督的宝血和他的公义上面。
They knew all the other ground was sinking sand.
他们知道所有其他的地位都是流沙。
And it was truly amazing that America.
但是美国实在是很奇妙的。
A vast unexplored wilderness.
它是一块广大的处女地。
In an astonishing short period, 388 years.
但是在短短388年间
，since the landing of the Pilgrim Fathers in 1620,
自从他们在1620年登陆
，grew into a great nation.
美国就成为一个伟大的国家。
America has led the world in medical and technological advancement.
美国在医疗科技方面都在世界领先。
She has pioneered in space.
她也探索空间。
Sent three men to the moon in July 1968.
在1968年七月就把三个宇航员送上太空，送上月亮。
Pushed back the frontiers of science.
不断的就是推动这个科学的前沿的发展。
And given her citizens the world's highest standard of living.
她国民的生活标准也是世界上最高的。
America has become the richest country. And the most advanced, most powerful nation in the world.
也可以说是最富有最有能力的一个国家。
All because her trust is in God.
就是因为这个国家信靠上帝。
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
以耶和华为神的那国是有福的。
And America has long opened her doors to shelter millions of immigrants from other nations.
美国也敞开它的大门，向数以百万计的移民来敞开大门。
At least 50 million so far, including you and me.
至少是有5000万，其中也包括你和我。
America,
美国，美国。
God shed His grace on thee.
上帝赐恩于你。
And crown thy God with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
兄弟相待，至善至美，充满两洋大地。
With great and humble hearts, America wins under the God who granted her freedom. And the blessings.
美国曾经是有一颗谦卑感恩的心在神面前，所以神就祝福他，也给他祝福他的自由。
But slowly, she began to attribute her blessings not so much to God but to man.
但是渐渐的，美国就不把这些祝福归功给神，而归给人。
America is forgetting her God.
美国忘记了他的神。
Wallowing in materialism, self-centeredness, and pride.
沉迷在物质主义自我中心和骄傲的里面。
More and more Americans decided that they really don't need God.
越来越的美国人觉得他们根本不需要神。
They began to tamper with God's absolute standard.
他们开始干犯神绝对的原则。
On June 25, the fateful day, June 25, 1962.
在1962年6月25号
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Bible reading and the prayer in public school were unconstitutional.
美国最高法院就裁定说在美国公共学校里面读圣经和祷告是违反宪法的。
When I came to America over 50 years ago,
那是许多美国人在50年前。
The public schools always started with prayer, Bible reading.
当这个公共学校开始的时候，总是有圣经的朗读和祷告。
After June 25, 1962, Supreme Court ruled that the public school, the prayer of public school, were constitutional.
1962年以后，美国最高法院就裁定说，这样的事情是违反宪法的。
Hence, 39 million public school students in America were forbidden to do what their predecessors had been doing since the founding of our nation.
这样就大概有3900万公共学校的学生，他们就不能像他们以前的以前一样，就是就像他们从开国以来一直所做的。
They were forbidden to call upon the name of the Lord publicly at the beginning of each school day.
他们被禁止在学校每一天学校开始的时候，在公开的地方求告神的名。
America's moral decline rapidly accelerated following the banning prayer in public schools.
当在学校里禁止祷告以后，美国的道德就开始急剧的下滑。
Then the Supreme Court gave permission for abortion on demand in 1973.
1973年最高法院就允许这个选择性的堕胎。
As a result, the floodgates opened to wholesale murder.
那就好像打开了一个谋杀的闸门。
At least 50 million of innocent and unborn babies have been butchered and murdered so far since then.
自从那个时候，大概有50,000,000无辜的未生出来的婴孩就被这样杀死了。
Have you heard a little baby crying? Mommy, mommy, don't kill us.We want to live.
没有听见那样的婴孩的哭喊，就是妈妈妈妈，我要活下来。
Then the militant liberals and the atheists led by a group of people so-called AC. No.
Yeah, it's not on.
Okay. ACLU. American Civil Liberal.
有一群这个激进自由主义者，还有是无神论者，那他们就是在一个机构的带领下面，这个机构叫做美国公民自由联盟。
They have been trying hard to remove the Ten Commandments and all the Christian symbols from every public building.
他们很努力的就想把十诫，还有就是其他我们信仰的标记从一切的公共的这个地方除掉。
In the name of separation of church and the government.
他们就是在这个政教分离的口号下面想来做这些事情。
Their loopholes were to our taking pledge of allegiance to American flag.
他们甚至不想让我们在国旗下宣誓。
The symbol of America's great nation.
那是我们这个国家的标记。
You know the pledge of allegiance.
当我们在国旗下面宣誓。
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
当我们在国旗下面宣誓，向着这个国旗，也向着它所代表的这个国家来宣誓，我们是一神之下一个不可分割的国家。
And they are trying to do away with the grand words "In God We Trust" from our currencies.
而且他们就想把这个我们信仰上帝从我们的这个硬币、纸币上面拿掉。
All the monies, all the coins, in God we trust. They try to do it our way.
本来每一枚的硬币、每一张纸币上面都是写着我们信仰上帝，但是现在他们是要把它去掉。
We are witnessing a radical moral decay and a spiritual decline in our beloved country.
我们不管在道德上、在属灵上，都看见急剧的下滑。
Classroom assaults, senseless killings, drug abuse, teen pregnancy, pornography.
看到我们看见校园暴力，那个无意义的谋杀，滥用药物，青少年怀孕，色情泛滥
，fornication, divorces, ungodly homes, cruel murders, and homosexual pride。
还有就是淫乱，离婚，不敬虔的家庭，残忍的谋杀。还有同性恋，而且是引以为荣。
You all know from the newspaper, many of our nation's leaders in Washington have publicly pledged to support the same-sex marriage.
我们从报纸媒体上都可以看到，有很多华盛顿的政客，他们都宣告说他们要支持同性的婚姻。
Trying to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah.
要把美国变成像索多玛、哥摩拉一样。
It's backed by Justice Ginsburg. You know, Ginsburg that appointed by President Clinton and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, right now.
其中就包括这个 Steinberg 和 Nancy Pelosi。
And they try very hard to add the homosexual curriculum to the public school.
而且他们想尽办法要把这个同性恋加到公共学校的教程里面。
I wonder, do you want your children to be like them?
你是不是愿意你们的孩子变成像那样子？
Without God and without the Bible, it seems that America today fits the saying in Judges 21:5.
没有神，也没有圣经，美国就像四世纪里面所说的一句话。
If you have a Bible, turn to Judges 21:5.
四世纪二十一章二十五节。
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
那时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And I can say, in these days, America has no God.Everyone does what is right in his own eyes.
我可以也可以这样讲，今天美国没有神，个人都自己行眼中看为正的事。
Now America is at war with God.
美国实在在与神相争。
In America today, the most dangerous force comes from within our borders.
今天美国最危险的敌人是从国界以内来的。
Not from outside the terrorist.
并不是从外面来的恐怖主义者。
It is the ungodliness that caused rapid spiritual moral decay and negligence in church attendance.
那许多的不敬虔叫我们的属灵叫我们的道德都那样的下滑也叫人不愿意到教会去。
Bible reading and prayer.
也叫人去忽略了读圣经和祷告。
We are reaping tragic consequences for ourselves.
这样，在悲剧在我们和我们孩子身上一再发生。
And for our children.
不仅在我们身上，也在我们孩子的身上。
The liberals, the atheists, are trying very hard to force our children to be taught homosexuals were good people.
那些自由主义者、无神论者，他们就千方百计就是要教导我们的孩子这些同性恋的事情是合理的。
所以。I don't talk Chinese the same. I can. Proverbs 14:34.
箴言十四章三十四节。
Righteousness exalts a nation, but the sin is a disgrace to any people.
公义是邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
Also, 箴言二十九29:2。
还是箴言二十九章第二节。
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
一人增多，民就喜乐。
But when the wicked rule, the people groan.
恶人掌权，民就叹息。
America, remember your God.
美国，纪念你的神。
In Isaiah, Chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, God sadly says,
神在以赛亚书第一章第二节第三节这样说
Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth.
天啊要听地啊侧耳听
If you have a Bible to Isaiah 1, 2 to 3,
如果你愿意读的话可以打开以赛亚书第一章
For the Lord has spoken,
因为耶和华说
I have reared and brought up children and they have rebelled against me.
我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我
The ox knows its owner, the donkey its master crib.
牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽
But Israel doesn't know.
以色列却不认识
I can change Israel intoBut America doesn't know.
那我们也可以说美国却不认识。
My people don't understand.
我的民却不留意。
Have you forgotten God?
你有没有忘记神?
In Jeremiah 2:32.
在耶利米书第二章三十二节。
The prophet said mournfully.
那耶利米先知就哀痛地说
Can maiden forgot her ornaments or bright her attire?
处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢
Yet my people have forgotten me days without number.
心腹岂能忘记她的美衣呢我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子
Please turn to Luke 17:11.
请打开路加福音十七章十一节。
This passage portrays the terrible sin of ingratitude.
你看见一个可怕的罪就是不感恩。
Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去。
Passing through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
She was met with 10 lepers.
进了一个村子，有十个长大麻风的。
who had been quarantined by their community as a menace to public health.
所以他是被他们的他们所在的社区被他们离弃的。
They had heard about Jesus, that he had compassion on the lonely, the sick, and had the power to heal.
他们听见说耶稣他蛮有恩慈，他也有对那些贫穷的，对那些孤独的，对那些有病的，他蛮有慈心。
Well, as Jesus was passing by,
所以当耶稣经过的时候
，they stood up.Fall off, because they were not allowed to come near healthy people.
他们就远远地站着，因为那时候他们是不允许靠近健康人的。
And they lifted their voices in desperation, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
他们就高声说，夫子，可怜我们吧。
When Jesus saw them, he surely had compassion on them.
当耶稣看见他们就动了慈心。
He told them to go to the priest.
他就叫他们去见祭司。
It was required according to the law of Moses.
这是照着摩西律法所要求的。
The priest should give a clear bill of health to cured lepers before they could take their lives in society again.
在他们回到他们原来的生活去之前祭司必须宣告说他们已经洁净了。
They believe Father Jesus told them. As they started on their way, the miracle happened.
他们相信耶稣所说的，当他们去的路上，神迹就发生了。
They were healed by Jesus' supernatural power.
他们就被耶稣超越的能力所医治。
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, didn't bother to go on. He turned back and fell on his feet at face on at Jesus' feet.
那中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前。
Giving thanks to him and praising God with a loud voice.
在耶稣的脚前感谢他，大声的感谢他。
And he was a Samaritan, not a Jew, but a foreigner.
但是这个人是一个撒玛利亚人，不是一个以色列人。
And there is a sad question.
这里有一个伤心的问题。
A sad question.
Next page.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. As Jesus saw this.Killed the leper lying at his feet.
当耶稣看见这个洁净的大麻风在他的脚前
，She asked.
他就问
，Were not 10 cleansed? Were all the 9?
洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢
？Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this Samaritan?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗
？Jesus was deeply grieved and saddened by the ingratitude of the 9 people who received great praise of deliverance.
因为这九个得医治的却不知感恩的，耶稣的心充满伤痛。
Deliverance from misery and death, the giving them the unspeakable joy and the blessing and the restored health and strength.
主耶稣把他们从他们的凄惨的境地里面，也从死亡里面拯救出来，也给他们那大的喜乐和祝福叫他们身体恢复健康。也得到力气，但是他们却忘记回来感谢神。
For God return to give thanks to the Lord.
但是他们没有回来把感谢归给神。
I can imagine that when they discovered they were healed.
我可以想象说，当他们发现自己已经得医治了。
All talked excitedly.
他们一定都很兴奋的在那里谈论。
I have not seen my family for a long time. The baby must be a big boy now.
我已经很久没有看我的家人了，我的孩子一定是个大孩子了。
Said one and hurried away.
所以他就赶快要回去。
It has been years since I lost some of old farm, said another.
也可能有人说我已经好多年没有看我的地了。
I must run and see my business, how my business fare in my absence.
我要赶快去看看在我不在的时候长得怎么样。
And off she ran.
然后他就走了。
Maybe some of them intend to thank God later.
也许有的人他是说以后我来感谢神。
Just never got around to it.
但是有这样的心，但是却从来没有回来过。
Maybe lots of things, lots of excuses.
有许多的事情，许多的理由。
So only one of them ever returned and thanked Jesus for his healing and saving grace.
只有一个他是真正回来在耶稣的面前感谢他。
I wonder if this is human nature. 9 out of 10 forget every blessing they receive from God.
我想这可能就是人性，十个里面有九个是忘记他们所接受一切的恩典。
And only one remembers and acknowledges his debt of gratitude.
只有一个人是真正记得的，也只有一个人回来感恩。
Are you one of the nine?
你是那九个中的一个吗？
I always ask God for everything.
在神面前我们要求我们要得着。
But forget to return thanks to him.
但是忘记了把感恩来归给神。
When he graciously answers your prayers.
当他施恩答应我们的祷告。
And grant you your family with many blessings.
叫我们的家，叫我们自己得到许多的祝福。
All the one who humbly threw yourself at the feet of Jesus.To express your deep gratitude to God for what he has done for you.
还是我们像那一个撒玛利亚人谦卑地来到神的面前，大声地归荣耀给神。
I think today America is like the ungrateful lion.
我觉得美国是渐渐的是落在这个不感恩的里面。
Forgetting her God who gave her this beautiful land and showered her with blessings beyond measure.
忘记给她这块美地的神，也忘记给她这许多祝福的神。
So America, you must return to God.
美国，你要归回你的神。
What will be the end of a nation that forgets God?
如果有一个国家它忘记神的话，他结局会是怎么样？
Please turn to Deuteronomy 8:19.
请到申命记八章十九节。
God says, If you forgot the Lord your God, I solemnly warn you this day that you shall surely die.
你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神，侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。
But America, you're too young to die.
但是美国实在现在就灭亡实在太年轻了。
America, that's you and me included.
美国，这就包括你和我。
You must turn to God.
要来归回神。
Return to God.
回到神那里。
The world needs America.
世界需要美国。
And America needs God.
美国需要上帝。
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, please turn to that place.
在历代志下七章十四节。
In if my people who are called by my name,
这称为我名下的子民,
will humble themselves and pray,
若是自卑祷告,
and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
寻求我的面, 转离他们的恶行,
then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
So America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, in liberty, thy liberty in law.
就像我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌，美国，美国，福在大地，上帝匡正扶佑，坚定你灵，助人律己。享受法律法治自由。
I'll ask you all stand to sing this song. Only two verses, two stanzas. America, the beautiful.
现在我请大家一起站起来，我们把这首诗歌再唱一遍，一共两节。
Chinese, come here.
我们再唱一遍中文。
Second verse, where we're seeing, if anyone of you would like, come forward to thank God to join us.
我们唱第二段的时候，如果有我们心里有感动，要把感谢献给神的，请到前面。
Thank God for many blessings, yourself, your family. Thank God for living in this blessed land.The privilege we enjoy. Thank God for everything, for lots of things. If you feel like to, you come.
感谢神赐给我们这一切的祝福，也赐给我们家 一切的祝福，也感谢神叫我们在这个美地上能够这样的来生活的，我们可以到前面来。
Have anything you receive from God, you feel blessed, you should give thanks to God, especially at the Thanksgiving time, Thanksgiving Sunday.
如果我们对我们从神所领受的，我们心中有这样的感恩的话，让我们一起来到神的面前。
Yeah, we wait for you join us. Don't be shy.You have to make a public confession of the Lord.
不用不好意思，我们是公开的来宣告。
Like that killed lepers threw himself at the feet of Jesus and praised God, thank God with a loud voice.
让我们就像那个回来献上感恩的撒玛利亚人，我们在神的面前，在神的脚前谦卑的跪下来。大声的归荣耀给神。
Maybe you can do this at home. Kneel before God. Cry aloud. Thank God. Praise God for all the blessings to shower upon yourself.
我们在我们的家中也是这样的来做。我们在神的面前来跪下，来大声的感谢归给神。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
天父，我们感谢你。
For the privilege to live in America.
给我们这样的权利，居住在美国这块美地上。
We know you have blessed America greatly.
你曾经大大的祝福美国。
No nations on the earth has been blessed like America.
愿这地上其他的地也像美国一样蒙福。
Because America is built on the Christian faith.
因为这个国家是建造在基督信仰的磐石上。
This is one nation under God.
是在一神之下不可分的国家。
Oh God, save us, forgive us now.
主求你赦免我们，拯救我们。
Bless the people standing here.
祝福这一切站在前面的人。
Bless all those who love you.
祝福那一切爱你的。
Help us to live our life to glorify, honor your name.
叫我们过一个遵从你、荣耀你的生活。
To advance your kingdom.
让你的国度扩张。
Hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
And hear these people prayer.Whatever they have for prayer for healing, prayer for finance, prayer for family problem, whatever your problem have.
我们心中所求的，不管是身体上、我们经济上、工作上，我们各样的难处。
I wish we could have a box, put the prayer requests in the box. We pray for you.
如果我们愿意，可以。要写下一些祷告的请求、哦、我们可以一同为你祷告。
Now may God bless you all.
愿神祝福每一位。
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
愿神祝福你，保守你，愿神用脸光照你，愿我们的神来向你扬脸。
I grant you a truly happy Thanksgiving.
让我们过一个真正喜乐的感恩节。
Thank you for coming forward.
感谢主。